Page 40, Structured Negotiations and Amicus Activities Since 2008 ACB Convention, submitted by Jeff Tom. Since ACB's last annual convention, ACB and its affiliates and members have been actively involved in the structured negotiations process. Since ACB met in Louisville, there have been 5 new settlement agreements signed and 4 new negotiations started. As always, there has also been ongoing monitoring and implementation of agreements signed in earlier years. This is the 14th year that ACB has worked with Laney and Linda using structured negotiations to increase accessibility across the country for persons with visual impairments. Here are some of this year's highlights. New settlements. Staples, accessible website, and tactile point-of-sale devices. This past April, ACB announced an agreement with the Staples Office Supply Chain about the accessibility of the Staples website and the point-of-sale devices in Staples stores. Staples has agreed to put tactile keypads in all its stores in the United States by the middle of next year, and make its website comply with the W3C Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. The Bay State Council of the Blind, the CCB, and the American Foundation for the Blind were the other participants in the Staples negotiations. Page 41, Target, tactile point-of-sale devices. In May, ACB announced an agreement with Target stores about tactile point-of-sale devices across the retail chain. Target will be installing the devices in every store in the country by the end of next year. CCB and AFB were the other claimants in the Target negotiations. Dollar General tactile point-of-sale devices. Last year in Louisville, a group of our members, along with Executive Director Melanie Brunson, took a few hours off from conventioneering to meet at a local Dollar General store with corporate representatives. In a back room, they talked about training needs and tested a tactile point-of-sale solution for the chain's flat-screen point-of-sale devices. Last December, ACB, CCB, AFB, and Dollar General announced that Dollar General would be installing tactile keypads in all its stores, over 8,000 across the United States, by the middle of next year. TCF Bank, talking ATMs and alternative formats. This past December, the Illinois Council of the Blind reached a settlement agreement with TCF, a local bank with branches in 7 states. The bank agreed to install talking ATMs and provide materials in Braille, large print, and audio formats. Laney worked with Equip for Equality, the Illinois NDRN office, on the TCF negotiations. Negotiations started since last convention. MLB.com. ACB and the Massachusetts and California affiliates have been in constructive negotiations with Major League Baseball about the accessibility of information and services available on MLB.com. Although things are not perfect yet, there have been significant improvements this year. For the first time ever, blind and visually impaired baseball fans can independently vote for the All-Star teams, and MLB has created an accessible online game day audio player. The ACB team is working closely with Major League Baseball on other issues, including the accessibility of the MLB TV player, the online statistics, and other issues, and I hope to be announcing a full settlement agreement at next year's convention. Page 42, American Cancer Society Alternative Formats. This past May, the American Cancer Society agreed to work with ACB in structured negotiations to make sure that its health and cancer prevention information is available to people who are blind and visually impaired. ACB is working on Braille, large print, and audio formats, as well as the accessibility of the American Cancer Society website. Walmart accessible prescription information. We are very excited to announce that Walmart has agreed to work with ACB on the important issue of access to prescription information, including prescription labeling. Walmart had already worked in collaboration with us in the structured negotiations process on the issue of its point-of-sale devices and was the first retail chain in the country to sign an agreement to install these devices. We look forward to working with Walmart along with the American Foundation for the Blind and the CCB on the vital safety issue of prescription information. Whole Foods Point of Sale Devices. As a result of individual advocacy on the part of one of our members in Washington State, ACB is now engaged in structured negotiations with a Whole Foods grocery chain about the point of sale devices in their stores. Ongoing monitoring. Bank of America. Our California affiliate continues to monitor the largest talking ATM agreement in the country with Bank of America. Bank of America has more than 16,000 talking ATMs across the country and is close to the final goal of having a talking ATM at every single Bank of America location in the United States. The bank also continues to provide an accessible website and online banking platform and to provide banking information in alternative formats. Accessible credit reports. This past January, as a result of a settlement announced at last year's convention, all three credit reporting agencies began providing credit reports in Braille, large print, and audio, as well as online formats that meet WCAG standards. As always, feedback on your experience helps the structured negotiations process. If you haven't gotten your credit report in an accessible format yet, I hope you'll do it soon and let Lainey and Linda know about your experiences. Page 43, Tactile Point of Sale Devices. In addition to the Target and Dollar General agreements, ACB has reached agreements with six other retailers on the point of sale issue. Tactile keys let blind people independently enter their PIN. PIN when paying with a debit card. Safeway, Walmart, Trader Joe's, Rite Aid, Radio Shack, and 7-Eleven have negotiated agreements with ACB on this important issue, and we continue to work with these companies to make sure the agreements are implemented. For example, we worked patiently with Trader Joe's when technology problems prevented them from implementing our agreement in 2006, and we're happy to announce that as of March of this year, Trader Joe's now has the tactile keypads in at least 1 to 3 check stands in all stores in the United States. Accessible websites. Many websites have become more accessible as a result of structured negotiations. In addition to online credit reports and online banking sites, Rite Aid, Radio Shack, CVS, and Staples have each agreed to design and generate their websites to make them accessible. As part of its efforts to make websites accessible, ACB is on the cutting edge in helping companies make sure that the security measures known as CAPTCHAs, CAPTCHAs, are accessible to visually impaired computer users. Rite Aid has a very usable audio CAPTCHA, and MLB.com has used an accessible CAPTCHA on this year's All-Star ballot as a result of efforts of ACB, BSCB, and CCB. Page 44, Amicus Brief. Also, since the last convention, ACB joined AFB and other nonprofits who care about the issue of descriptive video in movie theaters in filing a friend of the court brief. The brief was filed in a case that is on appeal to the Ninth Circuit, the Federal Court of Appeal for the Western States, from the Federal Trial Court in Arizona. The brief we filed seeks to protect the rights of moviegoers with visual impairments. The federal court in Arizona held that the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, does not require theaters to install descriptive video equipment. The court also ruled that captioning is not required for deaf or hard-of-hearing movie patrons. The amicus brief explains that the court's decision should be reversed because the ADA does require movie theaters to install descriptive video equipment. One of the groups that joined with the ACB and AFB in the case was the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, or SAG, SAG is part of a disability rights campaign known as the IAMPWD, Inclusion in the Arts and Media of People with Disabilities, whose goal is to improve and promote the accuracy, inclusion, and access of people with disabilities in all areas of entertainment and news media. California Council of the Blind was the lead organization on behalf of persons with disabilities in another Friend of the Court brief this year, which was filed with the California State Supreme Court. The court was asked to decide whether damages are available under California law to persons with disabilities who are denied full access to a business establishment in violation of the ADA, without having to prove that the discrimination was intentional. The court ruled unanimously in CCB's favor on June 11, 2009, and held that damages under California's UNRUH Act are available to victims of unintentional ADA access violations in California.